Don't touch that dial, because there's nothing else on. You might just as well listen to Blondie. Blondie, rebroadcast for the servicemen and women of the United Nations, with Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake as Blondie and Dagwood Bumpstead, respectively. Before we join the Bumpsteads at Shady Lane Avenue, let's gather around the bandstand for a curtain raiser from Lenny Kahn and his orchestra. Raise that curtain, Len.
For our weekly visit with our neighbors, the Bumpsteads on Shady Lane Avenue. Well, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and two dark figures skulk outside the Bumpstead hole. It's Dagwood and his boss, Mr. Dithers, sneaking home from a late poker game with the boys. Well, naturally, they're trying to be quiet as they share a warm reception from their wife.
Well, Dagwood?
Huh?
This is your house.
Yeah.
We've got to get our story straight now before we go in to report to the capo.
What will it be, Mr. Dithers? Will it be sitting up with a sick friend?
Oh, no. That story's no good unless you tell it while applying a little chloroform.
Yeah. Besides, all our sick friends are well again, doggone it.
Yes. It really broke my heart to see Fred Wilkins get over his lumbago.
Yeah.
It was so handy.
Yeah. I guess the sick friend gag is out, huh?
Oh, yes.
Hey, maybe we could say we were sitting up with a sick enemy.
Bumpstead.
Oh, no. That doesn't seem logical.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Harry Potter's dog is having pups.
Yeah.
We could say we were over there taking the throw with him.
Yeah, and putting ice bags on his head. And,
But somehow that doesn't seem very often.
No, I guess not.
What we need is a good, big, fat, juicy lie.
Yeah, it's
kind of
something that a woman will believe while, half asleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something short and sweet that he can mumble double talk.
Yeah. Well, why don't we just say we were working late at the office?
Dagwood!
Huh?
That's a great idea.
Yes,
great.
Huh?
Now remember, we've got to stick to our stories. Now let's see. We were working late at the office on some drawings for the Acme Machine Tool and Die Company, and we're getting home late because we work hard, knocking ourselves out.
Yeah, tooling and dying all night.
Yes, sir. So we can buy things for our darling wife. Well, if Blondie believes the story, give him my regards. Otherwise, don't mention it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see you in the morning at the office.
I'll probably have my arm in a sling and my head with tie. Good night.
Yeah, now. Now, let me see if I can sneak in. Oh, I hope I don't wake Blondie up. I'll take my shoes off now. Gee, it's so dark, I can't see my shoes. Yeah, I know what I'll do. I'll follow my legs down to the bottom. There they are. That creaky step. Well, I'll have to get these steps and squeaks one of these days. I can only take them. Hello, guys. Hey, shh, not so loud. You'll get grindy up and... Hello! Hello, Grindy.
Good morning.
Yeah.
What time is it, Grindy?
A number of minutes after 12.
How many minutes after 12?
120.
You mean 2 o'clock? Where have you been, Doctor?
Well, I have to work late at the office so I could make money to buy things for my little family.
How late? 10 minutes?
Blondie, I'll start all over. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting home. We worked in Mr. Ditter's office on some plans for the Acme Tooling and Dyeing Company.
I called Mr. Ditter's private office phone several times tonight and no one answered.
You did, huh? Well, did you call?
Yes, here I called there, too.
Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps we were over getting a cup of coffee at Joe's Delicatessen.
Well, I called there, too, and they hadn't seen you, so perhaps you were.
Perhaps not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we've eliminated working late at the office, haven't we?
We sure have.
Is that car coming in late, Mom?
Yes, Alexander.
Hello, Pa.
Hello, Alexander.
Gee, where you been so late? Pop's not sure, Alexander. He's just trying to decide.
Yeah.
Gosh, Pop, you ought to think about me. I need my sleep.
Yeah, well, I'm very sorry.
You don't want to stop my growth, do you?
Oh, no, of course not.
Pop looks awful guilty, doesn't he, Mom?
Yeah.
He is guilty. Well, I hope I can get back to sleep.
Yeah, I hope so, too, Alexander. Good night, and I'm sorry I disturbed you.
Okay. Just don't let it happen again.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Good night, folks.
Good night, Alexander. Good night, Blondie.
Oh, wait a minute now. Now, let's get back to the facts here.
Must we?
We must.
Blondie, you know Fred Wilkins' Rumbago?
Yes, it's all gone now. Why?
Yeah, I just wondered if you knew. Ha, ha.
Go on, dear.
Harry Potter's dog is having fun.
Yes, Mrs. Potter was telling me they came early to see
you. Yeah, that's very inconvenient of them.
Dagworth.
Yes, honey?
About how long is it going to take you to make up your mind where you've been to?
Well, I'll tell you, Blondie, if you insist. Do you insist?
I do.
Do you remember the other time when you said I do? You were both so nervous and I drank a whole pot of coffee before the ceremony. My knees were banging together like cymbals.
Yes, and I was afraid I'd trip on my white satin gown going up to the aisle and fall right on my face.
Yeah.
But where were you this evening?
Don't change the subject, Blondie.
Now, Dagworth.
Blondie, we heard they needed a couple of substitutes at the Kravis Switch Factory. They're making those big parts for the big B-29 bombers, so we volunteered. You see, I didn't have time to call you.
Well, dear, why didn't you say so?
I didn't think you'd believe it. I don't know. It seemed sort of improbable.
Oh, you poor guy. He must be tired.
Yeah, I'm still a little nervous, too. Maybe I'd better go down and call Mr. Diddy. I want to tip him off. I have to find out if he got home all right.
Oh, no, dear. You're tired. Now, look, give him some rest. You better get right up to bed.
Yeah, but...
You know how he made out in the morning.
That might be too late, Brandy.
Oh, probably Carl will tell me when I see him tomorrow.
Yeah, well...
What's the matter, Dagworth? Is something hurting you?
My conscience. I got a pain in the neck. From working.
You know, dear.
Yeah,
you fool, dear. Now, look, darling, you should have told me right at the beginning you had volunteered to help out at the factory. Because, you see, when you tell a little kid, you have to tell a bigger one to cover it up. And then you have to make up more stories to cover that up. And it gets worse and worse until the first thing you know, you're in a mortal spot.
Oh, Blondie, you are so right.
Cora's sound asleep. Now it's just a little quiet room in my bed. Put my candle up here.
Well, Julius, what drove you home?
Oh, Cora. Tootie.
Smile when you say that.
I am smiling.
That's not a smile, that's a sickly grin. And get it off the floor unless you're planning to sleep there.
What in the world are all these tin cans and this wrapping cord that trip me?
It's a little booby trap I rigged up. Looks as though I caught one in it, too.
Next time, why don't you hook it up with a landmine?
That's a splendid suggestion. That's a clue. I'll give you 3 minutes to think up another of your fairy stories.
Dagwood and I were working late at the office.
I called the office.
We didn't answer the phones. We didn't want to be disturbed.
I went down to the office.
You would.
And it was as empty as your head.
Oh, Carter.
Now, take it from there, Poochie.
Don't call me Poochie.
Well, what's your explanation now?
Well, you know that dog of Harry Potter's?
Oh, yes. Harry called up to offer us one of the pets.
Why doesn't he mind his own business?
And before I forget it, the Wilkins dropped in for a moment to see me. Red's all over his lumbago.
Too bad he couldn't have had a relapse.
You were going to think of what kept you up so late, Julius.
I was? Oh, I was. Well, I didn't want to tell you the real reason I'm so late. It's rather embarrassing.
This had better be good. Or tomorrow morning, you're going to be on the critical list at the hospital.
Well, it's about Dagwood. I don't want you to repeat this, Cora. It would hurt Blondie's feelings.
Well, what is it, Julius?
Oh, it wasn't anything so terrible. After all, he's still young and high spirited. And the girl was an knockout.
Girl? What happened?
Well, I was standing there minding my own business. But Dagwood whistled at a brunette. She called a cop and Dagwood got arrested as a masher.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. And it took me all this time to persuade the police not to throw him in the jail.
Oh.
You see why I didn't want to tell you this.
Yes, of course.
Well, that was it. I did my good turn and came home. And this is the reception I get from my sweet, ever-loving fallen state.
Oh, Julius, I'm so sorry. Really and truly, I am.
Well, that's life for you. You go out of your way to keep a friend's home from being broken up. And your wife bites her ears up for
you. Now, please don't say that, Julius. I didn't know.
Of course, it would have been too much to ask you to trust me. You always think I'm lying or inventing a story. You never give me credit for having a conscience.
Oh, Julius, you're making me feel like a heel.
Well, if the heel fits, put it on.
Yes, I have been cruel to you. I have made you a good wife. I've been bleeding, nagging, said unkind things.
Go on. Go on.
I don't see how you've been me all these years.
So you're beginning to wonder too, huh? Well, in spite of all your faults, Cora, I love you.
Oh, thank you, Petunia.
Smile when you say that.
Julius, don't throw that back in my face. I feel bad enough as it is. Won't you forgive me?
Well, all right. Now stop bawling. I'm quick.
Yes, you are. I'm sure. Can I ask you a question, please?
Maybe.
Well, Dagwood's name beyond the police flowers?
No, I think they'll put down some fictitious name.
No. Oh, I'm seeing Blondie tomorrow. I don't know how I'll be able to face her knowing what I do. Poor Blondie.
Poor Dagwood.
morning for a salon. Come here. Did Mr. Gibbons come in late last night, you know?
Yes, that was true, Willis.
Nothing. Tell me, did he tell you he'd been working at the office?
Yes, but I've heard that song before.
Yeah, all these men.
Oh, Blondie, if you only knew.
Well, I finally made him tell me what really happened.
And you know?
Oh, yes, I found out.
Oh, poor Blondie, your heart must be breaking.
No, not breaking.
You were so brave about it. Dad was being arrested in a mass show.
A what?
A brawl. He got killed with that brunette.
What brunette?
The girl who ran and arrested us. We did nothing. Julius whistled at the young girl, too.
The dog.
Now, last summer when we went to the beach, he'd whistle all day like a peanut stand. It'd be 2 days before his lips would untap her.
I didn't know anything about it. Christmas at the net. Oh, how could he do such a thing?
I guess he just talk about the list and let go. That's why Julius was out so late. He was fixing it up so vague his name wouldn't be on the police block.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Oh, that moonlight for you.
Well, somehow I never thought of Dad would have a bush. But he did look guilty last night. Oh.
There now, Blondie.
I can't help it. My own husband, a masher. If he'd only done some little thing like stabbing a bag.
Well, it was just a crash we women have to get. What did Dagwood tell you?
Well, he said he volunteered to work at the kitchen because the toilet was stabbed me last night. He and Mr. Dinner. I'm friend of Mr. Gibbons.
The credit was factory. Dad.
But then,
I happen to know who else was working that shift last night. I heard him mention yesterday.
Who?
That tall, slinky, blonde, Gloria, somebody or other.
Yeah.
She's the girl who has, well, you know, she's the luscious type.
Oh, I like her, but who's that? Yes, she is gorgeous. Whenever I see her coming, I can't take it all down.
Oh, that's where Julius was. Oh, that deal. And I believed him last night.
Yes. I apologize for suspecting him of lying to me.
He told me he was thinking he was a fine, noble husband. I thought he was a little
walk along with you. What's all the hurry about?
Well, I'll wait to see your husband. Nothing can stop it.
My, I'll bet they'll be glad to see you. Both of you looking so bright and cheerful.
Cheerful? That's funny about women. We hide our feelings. Tommy, are you going to stay mad, or do I have to be mad enough for both of us? Oh, dear, I forgot. Okay, so I'll get mad all over again. Goodbye, Mr. Niles.
Goodbye. Give my sympathies to your husband.
Oh,
Bumstead.
Yes, Mr. Gibbons.
How did you make out with Blondie last night? Did you stick to your story?
No, I was just stuck with it.
Oh, Bumstead. How could you let me down like that?
I'm sorry, Casey, but that alibi had more holes in it than a hunk of Swiss cheese. How did you make out, Mr. Skidder? Did you stick to your story?
Why, No.
No, that's all right, Mr. Skidder. a fine thing.
Well, what did you finally tell Blondie?
Well, I told her we substituted at the Travis Wood factory.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Foster!
That's where Gloria works.
And what Gloria is that?
You know, the,
that's Gloria.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone wants to get on the ship with Gloria. Where he lives from all along. My name's the Duff, of course.
Naturally, naturally.
And Cora will murder me.
How do you suppose he'll do it? With an axe?
No. That's too sudden. He's more likely to tie me up over an anthill.
Mm.
Oh, Bumstead, what an awful thing for you to tell Blondie. Yeah.
Well, what did you tell Cora, huh?
Only that you whistled at a brunette and got arrested as a masher.
Oh, well, a little thing, huh?
I told her I spent last night talking the cop out of throwing you in the cab.
Oh, Mr. Gibbons.
That's fast for you, huh?
Holy smoker, did you have to make it a brunette? Oh, my gosh. Now, how's Blondie going to feel when she hears?
Oh, she'll probably be quietly provoked.
Provoked? You don't know Blondie. She's little and cute and sweet, but when she really gets mad, really mad, the safest thing to do is to dive into an air raid shelter.
Yes.
I suppose Cora's told Blondie by now, huh?
Yes. They are? Can't you stop them? Oh, all right, thank you. Yes. Simple said they charge through the outer office like the Third Armored Division.
Oh, we're cooked.
While there's life, there's hope. Come on, Dagwood. Run for your life.
Do you suppose the source went out here and back and hide in this tool shed?
I hope not. There's nothing here but a lot of old junk.
Oh, shh. I hear the sound. You're sure they're in here, Blondie? Oh, yes. It's quite not important. It's not coming. Well, you suspect.
Right here, Jason. What did you leave the padlock unlocked for, you fathead?
Well, Mr. Gibbons, you unlocked it and left it.
Okay, I'm a fathead.
Are you in there, you fool of a pirate?
Don't say it.
This little stair doesn't look very valuable. Why don't you just cut the neck to it?
Oh, you know. My goodness, the blunt.
I didn't see her getting in one of those big trucks and crashing right through it like a cat.
Oh.
That's a wonderful idea. Oh, no, no, Blondie, we really shouldn't. Well, not. Well, that would be pleasure driving.
Oh,
doesn't the Gibbons company all be crashing down in other hours? Oh, I think the new Blondie was a bloodthirster.
Well, it's been a nice life. What there was of it.
Blondie, I don't think we can put a perfectly good dynamite blowing up a lot of rubbish. Maybe we ought to think it's over. At a movie. Yes, and we can come back later. If we happen to remember. Come on, Blondie. All right, sir. Goodbye, guys. And I do mean goodbye. Yes, goodbye.
Quiet!
Oh, my. Do you think
we go? We'll wait 5 minutes and cut our way out of here.
Yes. Mr. Gibbons, there's just one thing wrong with the tool shed.
What's that?
But there aren't any tools in it.
Great suffering, you man. We're locked in here until they're good and ready to let us out.
And that may be never. And never's a long, long time. We really should have come here before you. It's almost 9 o'clock. I felt sort of bad having dinner and thinking about Dagwood and Mr. Gibbons locked up in that chair.
Not I. Then you bet that thought I've had in months.
You know, I'm not at all sure we should leave him in there for another day or so, just to make sure that you are really safe.
Well, I think they're ready for the end of the night.
They sound now. They sound a little hoarse. I'm sorry, Jasper. Oh, it's like music to my ears.
Oh, dear. Listen, Jack. I hope Dad would forgive me.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to forgive him.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Good. We better find out where Dad
Yes, yes.
Just let us out. I'm hungry.
Shall we call?
Oh, I don't know.
Of course.
Daddy! After the way they toyed with us last night.
What's wrong with us?
Well, it's against my better judgment. Kind of no fool, I guess.
I never expected to see the light of day again. Hey, I don't see it now.
It happens to be night, you mole.
Yes, well, good night, all. Oh, just a minute, you two. We won't know where you were last night.
We can't tell a lie.
We're too weak to.
Where were you?
Dagwood was playing poker.
Julius?
I was just passing by and stuck around accidentally.
Playing poker?
Yes, playing poker.
Julius, did you win or did you lose?
Well, the cards were marked. I lost.
Julius, you're a heel. Take this.
Oh!
Well, Dagwood, did you win or did you lose?
Well, I
did you win or lose?
If the cards were marked, I won.
Oh! Take what you don't. Take me.
The Bumsteads, as if you didn't know, will be back again in just a few moments. Right now, that man Lenny Kahn prepares to downbeat the orchestra for this sparkling selection. Well, sparkle.
Divide the winnings with you. Yeah, but what if I lose?
Just don't bother to come home.
Blondie is played by Penny Singleton and Dagwood by Arthur Lake. The original score is composed and conducted by William Up. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.